a beautiful opening to this edition of Introductions. We heard the aria for clarinet by Eugène Botza, performed by 17-year-old clarinetist Torin Baki with pianist Lyudmila Lakisova, performed live here in our 11 performance studio on this edition of Introductions. I'm David Polk. Torin was the winner of the 2013 Crane Mailing Foundation Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions. And as a result, he performed as a soloist with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in May 2014. He was also co-principal clarinetist of the National Youth Orchestra of the United States last summer, and he'll be participating in that orchestra again this summer. He's a member of both the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and Midwest Young Artists. He's won awards at the Walgreens National Concerto Competition, the Tupal Concerto Festival for Young Performers, the International Clarinet Association's High School Solo Competition, among many, many other accomplishments. And he's a student of Steve Cohen. We'll hear Torin in a contrasting program of music of Gershwin and Brahms after this. This is Introductions. We're about to hear music of George Gershwin, performed by 17-year-old clarinetist Torin Baki, the winner of the 2013 Crane Mailing Foundation Chicago Symphony Youth Auditions. We actually feature the winner of those auditions and have been featuring the winner for many years now. And before we get to that Gershwin, first of all, Torin, welcome to WFMT. Can you tell us what it was like to perform with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra?
Well, it was an amazing experience, but one thing I need to remember is talking is very hard. When I played with them, they had me introduce my piece. Uh-huh. So the first performance, I did pretty well, and I talked, and there were a lot of kids, and it was pretty scary. but after that, I talked for a long time, and I was told afterwards that it was a little too much, I should tone it down a little bit. Uh-huh. So the second time I went out, and I went to give my speech, and then I started, and I just couldn't remember anything. I forgot what I was saying, forgot why I was there, what I played, what my name was, forgot everything.
Well, it's a lot of people in that hall, and many of them new to classical music. You performed for youth concerts, so busloads full of kids. And that's sort of a joke I say when I MC those competitions, that playing the music is not the most difficult part. It's the explaining of the music, right?
Yeah, I agree. But after I stopped for a while, and then Edwin Outwater, the conductor who's conducting the orchestra, that I'm best, when he told the audience that he's best at, expressing my music through my clarinet. Mm-hmm. So now anytime I have any situation like that, I know now what to say.
Well, we got a great taste of that when you opened up with that Botza, beautiful aria. You got such a wonderful tone out of your clarinet. What was the actual audition like, the process before winning? You got to do that on the stage of Orchestra Hall.
So there were the preliminary rounds, which happened in another room in the building. Mm-hmm. I just went to go audition because I thought it would be fun. I didn't think I had a chance to make the finals. When I got the finals, when I got the email, I was like, really? I was very surprised. Uh-huh. Then I went to the finals. Up to that point, I don't think I'd ever been so nervous. Backstage, I actually threw up in the drinking fountain behind the thing. I was so nervous. And I went in, I was like, I've got nothing to lose. I'm just going to go play my best. So I played the Mozart Clarinet Concerto. I gave probably the best performance I've ever played, and I was very happy with myself.
Well, it seems like after that experience, you could probably do anything. I can't even imagine. And congratulations on winning those youth auditions.
Thank you.
Well, the rest of the hour is devoted to two pieces. We're going to hear some music of Brahms, I think, later on. But first, you chose some Gershwin. And you wrote to us that this is fun and different than a lot of what you usually play. So how is this Gershwin different? Well, and what Gershwin are you going to perform?
I'm playing the Gershwin's Preludes for Piano. They're originally written for solo piano, but arranged by James Conn for solo B-flat clarinet with piano. And I almost never play anything but what's traditionally considered classical music. Almost never. And Gershwin is considered in that canon, but he's like something a little different. It's because Gershwin's goal was to take classical music and take the American popular and American jazz and put it together in the concert hall into a mixture. So before this, he wrote tons of popular and some jazzy pieces and some musical pieces, but this is one of his very like more earlier classical pieces. And it's really interesting, all the differences in style you have to do, but it still has a fairly classical like structure to it. It's pretty simple in that way, but there's a lot of like bending of the notes and just a lot of unorthodox ideas. Mm-hmm.
A lot of those jazz influences that Gershwin, of course, was so famous for. Well, let's hear now the three preludes of George Gershwin, an arrangement by James Kahn for clarinet and piano, performed by 17-year-old clarinetist Torin Baki with pianist Lyudmila Lakisova, live here on Introductions.
Thank you.
17-year-old clarinetist Torin Baki and pianist Ludmila Lakusova in the Three Preludes of George Gershwin in an arrangement by James Kahn, performed live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. And we'll hear them in more music in just a few moments. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. And we also welcome your comments. You can leave one directly for Torin on the Introductions webpage in the comments section. We're going to hear Brahms's beautiful first clarinet sonata in F minor after this. This is Introductions. Our guest this hour is 17-year-old clarinetist Torin Baki, a junior who attends Stevenson High School. Torin was the winner of the 2013 Crane Mailing Foundation Chicago Symphony Youth Auditions, and as a result, he performed as a soloist with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in May 2014. He was also co-principal clarinetist of the National Youth Orchestra of the United States in 2014, and he's going to participate in that orchestra again this upcoming summer. Torin is a member of both the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra. He's won awards at the Walgreens National Concerto Competition, the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, the International Clarinet Association's High School Solo Competition, among many other accomplishments. And at the beginning of the program, Torin, we talked a little bit about your performance with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. You were, what, 16 years old at that time? Yeah. And last summer, you performed with the National Youth Symphony Orchestra of the United States under the baton of
David Robertson.
David Robertson, and you went on to a really great tour, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that like? Where did you go?
We went around the U.S. We started at we had a first start with a residency at Purchase College in New York, and then we performed there. Then we performed at Carnegie Hall, and after that, we went around the country. Performing, we played at Tanglewood. We played at the Chicago. We played at the Cramp Park Music Festival, and we finished the tour. We played a few other places in between. We finished the tour in L.A. at the Disney Hall there,
which we broadcast live, the Cramp Park Music Festival, and we've had you on as part of one of your chamber groups when you were, I think, 14. So, In one way or another, you've been on in many different forms already on WFMT, and you're only 17. Where are you going on tour this summer?
NY is going to China this summer.
Wow. Yeah. That's going to be fantastic. Well, perhaps when you come back in one way or another, we'll get to hear about that as well. The clarinet has opened up so many doors for you. What is great about the clarinet? Why do you like it so much?
I don't know. It has such a beautiful singing sound. I think that's my favorite part of the clarinet. It's got such a pure, unimpeded, it doesn't use much vibrato. There's not much extra things you do with it, but it sounds just so unfettered.
Mm-hmm. And you make it sound really pure as well, which I know takes a lot of practice. And you have a very interesting practicing goal. You want to get to 10,000 hours of playing the clarinet. Where did you come up with that number? Why do you want to do that?
When I was in sixth grade, I read the Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, and it's a book about how it's not really talent that determines how people do in whatever they're doing. It's how much work they put in. And he came up with a number. I don't know if it's a scientific number or anything. I think it's pretty arbitrary, but it's a good indicator of how much you need to work, which is 10,000 hours in the book. And that's sixth grade is around when I decided I wanted to do clarinet for the rest of my life. And so I just made that my goal. I started counting my hours. And
you mean you didn't wake up one day and just start playing like this? Where are you in terms of your hours? Do you keep track still?
Yes, I'm a little over 5,000.
Wow, so you're already pretty far along. Well, I want to talk about what you would like to do with the clarinet a little bit later, but you have a big piece of music coming up next. What are you going to perform for us?
Oh, I'm playing the Brahms, this first sonata in F minor.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose this? You said he was the finest composer in all the land.
Yes. I adore Brahms. I listen to Brahms at least once a week, and most of the time once a day. There's something about Brahms that really just grabs you. Brahms is it's very uncomfortable to play. It's very uncomfortable to listen to. But at the same time, it's really blissful and relaxing. But it's like a struggle between whenever any listening to playing Brahms. It's just like you're just trying and trying so hard to accomplish it, and you are accomplishing it, but there's always something missing. Mm-hmm. That's why I think playing Brahms is so hard.
So this must have been a great achievement for you to learn and perform this. Did your teachers give you any special advice about this piece of music?
Nothing, he didn't work anything specific with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just worked in specific. He didn't work on anything general. He worked on just specifics in the piece. Yeah.
Okay, and those building blocks make up what we're going to hear next, which is the Brahms First Clarinet Sonata in F minor. And again, we're going to hear it performed by 17-year-old clarinetist Torin Baki with pianist Lyudmila Lakasova live here in our Levin Performance Studio on Introductions.
Thank you.
concluding this edition of Introductions, we heard the complete first clarinet sonata in F minor of Brahms, performed by 17-year-old clarinetist Torin Bakke with pianist Lyudmila Lakisova, live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. And what a beautiful performance. And thank you to both of you for sharing your music for us, and especially to Torin for preparing this wonderful program for us. We also heard the three preludes of Gershwin, and he began the hour with the aria for clarinet of Eugene Botza. Before we leave you, Torin, you mentioned before that you've known for several years now that clarinet is what you'd like to do with your life. What is your dream gig or your dream clarinet job?
I think my dream job is probably the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra in Netherlands. I went to Europe a few years ago with MYA, and it was just the most incredible thing. I love it there, and I want to live my life there.
What was incredible about it?
Well, a lot of things. I think it's just the general feel of just like the old juxtaposed but the new, and just the people. Just, I don't know.
So you like the orchestra, but also the Netherlands and Amsterdam and
yeah. And I also really love Paris, and that's close to Paris.
There you go. Quick train ride away. Well, yeah. You're well on your way to, I think, achieving your goals, and we'll look forward to following your music career in the future. And thanks again for sharing your music with us this hour.
Thank you.
You can listen to this performance again, find program information, upload an audition, and leave a comment directly for Torin by visiting wfmt.com/introductions. Torin is a junior at Stevenson High School. He's also a member of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra. And he is a winner of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Crane Mailing Foundation Youth Auditions and performed with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra last year. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. Our engineer today was Peter Serbin, and our production assistant is Michael Sangabino. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.